everyone, this is CI editor Susan Sutton. I'm speaking with Tom Shearer of Aggressive Grinding Service today. Tom's article entitled Grinding Brittle Materials is featured in our August 2013 issue. Tom, thanks for taking some time to speak with me today.
Oh, you're most welcome, Susan. I'm really happy to do it. Thank you.
How does grinding impact brittle materials such as advanced ceramics?
Well, grinding, even in a brittle material, is still nonetheless a chip-making process. A lot of folks in our industry, in the ceramic industry, call it machining. Really the analogy to steel machining, meaning thinking it's like a single point tool making a chip, as you do when you machine a piece of steel. But grinding ceramics is still chip making, although the chips are quite small. So the material removal mechanism is achieved with basically microfracturing the subsurface by virtue of the grinding wheel diamond grits plowing through the material and creating microfractures, which come off into the swarf as small chips.
Okay. Do advanced ceramics require any special consideration for material removal?
Well, they certainly do, because it's really, when you're in the material removal business of grinding to a finished dimension, as we are with advanced ceramics or any of the super hard materials, we have to take into consideration that we minimize that subsurface damage that I was talking about. And there's really five parameters that that we look at when we are looking at doing a grinding operation on a particular advanced ceramics. We take into consideration wheel bond, the grit concentration, the shape of the abrasive grain, meaning the diamond shape, whether it be blocky or angular, the depth of cut, and then the fifth one is the coolant flow. And all of those parameters are discussed in detail in the article, but we have to consider all of those factors, Susan, or else we may in fact end up with subsurface damage that propagates to premature failure for the customer with his part out in the field.
Mm-hmm. What are some other important factors to keep in mind?
Well, interestingly, we kind of try to tie down everything to do with material removal, but just transporting material through our shop one machine station to another, it is very key. And so there are material handling considerations that that one has to keep in mind also. We use plastic trays to transport material throughout the shop. When you're using advanced ceramic materials and putting them on and off the spindle, on and off the chucks, you have to be concerned about chip formation. Just inadvertent knocking of a very fragile material like advanced ceramic will create a chip that could in fact be detrimental to in service. We have dedicated aluminum air jaw chucks for holding the items so that we don't crush them or in fact chip them while we're chucking up on the machine. So that part of advanced ceramics grinding is often overlooked.
Well, Tom, thanks again.
You're most welcome, Susan. Glad to have been of service.
To learn more, read Grinding Brittle Materials in our August 2013 issue, available at CeramicIndustry.com.